Jeffrey's frying his dopamine receptors once again. He's got TikTok open, and he's also on YouTube on a different phone. What the fuck, Jeffrey? You got two phones? He's waiting for a game of League to start, and what? Is he fapping over the female League of Legends character? Jeffrey!
Adonis.
Adonis sees young Jeffrey in his hyper-stimulated world, and he feels incredibly sad. He can't believe that the men of the modern day are up against such a beast, and so Adonis vows to help them. And then, there's you. You've understood the concept of dopamine, and you've been making huge improvements to your life. It's much harder than it seems. Let me tell you a story about my first ever day on a dopamine detox in 2020. I've just woken up, and it's going to be a fresh start for me. I'm back in this home, in the home that I've grown up in, and I left from the apartment that I had in like the city that I've spent for university. I woke up in the apartment, I went over to the bathroom, I started shitting, and then I fapped at the same time. Honestly, I go, whatever I did after that, I have a fap in, eating junk food, smoking weed, everything, just poor bad habits frying dopamine. And now, here I am back in my childhood home. I'm going to make a change in my life. So I'm working hard. I go straight onto my laptop. I'll send out a bunch of emails because I'm trying to start like this little agency business. It's not really working. I'm meditating, I'm journaling, I'm reading. And it gets to evening time. It gets to 7 p.m. And I'm thinking back about the day of just how much progress I've literally just made in one day. This is the most productive day I've had in my life so far. And interestingly, it's actually one of the most fun. I can't believe when I'm thinking back about just yesterday and the days before, I can't believe that I've been overloaded on dopamine of all these bad habits and like it hasn't even been that fun. By the way, bro, you probably haven't realized just how bad listening to degenerate music is every day. And so that's why I've made a new daily Spotify podcast that you can listen to so you can start your day off with some inspiration, and it's specifically for young guys who want to get onto self-improvement. Go click the top link in the description, load that up, follow the podcast, and then continue watching this video. It was just dopamine. That's all I needed to control, and I was able to have the most productive day that I've had of my life so far. That story which I've just told you, that happened 3 years ago. And it's a true story. I lived in university, like, you know, my university apartment. And after I finished university and I tried to become an entrepreneur and everything, I was struggling so much with all these bad habits, this over, like just frying my dopamine. The first day where I moved back home to my family's home, I knew for a fact I was going to go on this dopamine detox. And from that day, you probably know what happened to me after that. I just worked relentlessly on YouTube, started growing on YouTube, growing, and then I blew up, and then it became this global movement. I became almost like a modern day leader for millions of guys. It all started with getting onto a dopamine detox. Today I'm going to tell you about the three biggest benefits that you're going to experience on a dopamine detox. And keep watching till the end because I'm going to tell you about a huge realization that I had that you'll want to implement. Firstly, let me just explain what dopamine detoxing is and how you can get onto it today. Dopamine detoxing is when you get onto this sort of hyper-focus period where you are going to cut out all of the bad habits at once. You're going to go this extreme like self-improvement period, which is going to transform your life. You start to think to yourself, okay, what are all the bad habits that I do? There's video games, porn, junk food, all of those stimulating habits. I'm going to cut them all out at the same time. And also to make sure that I stick to this, I'm going to set up a few things. Like, for example, I might move somewhere else. I might move to a different room, like a bedroom in my house. I might start wearing different clothes to kind of create this new identity. I'm not that guy who does all those dopamine bad habits anymore. There's a video that I'll have pop up as a card right now, which is how you can take back control of your life. It's a full guide on dopamine detoxing. It's completely free. It's just a YouTube video. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Just open up that video if you're unsure of how to do a dopamine detoxing, and just save the video or just keep it open. Watch this video first and then go and watch that one afterwards. The first benefit of getting onto a dopamine detox is exactly what you want. It's more motivation. This is the thing. So many young guys shit on motivation these days, and you probably do as well. You probably thought to yourself, wait, Hamza said this is what I want, but I don't want to be motivated. I want to be disciplined. Discipline's more important than motivation, right? So many guys have fallen for this trap to like overlook motivation and just think to themselves, oh, discipline's more important. They're both important. Discipline is doing the hard work when you don't feel like it. It's that moment when you're not motivated, but you go and do the work anyway. Very important. But motivation is feeling like doing the thing. That's also very important. That's amazing. You would probably, if you're totally honest and you don't want to bullshit yourself, you would probably love to live a life where you are actually quite motivated to do that hard work because you like it, because you enjoy it, because you actually feel like it. Those times when you feel like going to the gym, you know, like when you really, really love the gym and everything and you're so ready, you got music and everything, you got your clothes on, just having a pre-workout meal, you can't wait to go lift in the gym. Those are amazing workouts. It feels awesome to actually care so much and have such a drive for something that's productive and healthy. So you want to be motivated. When you get onto a dopamine detox, you literally feel more motivated because the science of dopamine, the way it works is dopamine is not related to pleasure as a lot of people think it is. Dopamine is related to motivation and craving and drive. When you have too much dopamine from like bad habits like porn, video games, junk food, drugs, what happens is your dopamine skyrockets as you're about to do those things because you have this drive to, you know, to relapse, to watch porn. But after you're finished doing those things, your dopamine goes down below the baseline where it started, which means that your future self is worse off. When you keep doing that, what happens is like your new level of dopamine, your new level of motivation is so much lower than it used to be. And this is a really sad existence because if you wake up and you don't feel like doing any of the habits, that's actually quite sad. Life would be so much better if you woke up energetically with a smile on your face and thought to yourself, like, yeah, come on, I'm going to conquer the day. I'm going to go hit that workout. I can't wait to go hit the workout today. So many guys don't have that. So when you go into a dopamine detox, what happens is you stop frying those like dopamine receptors as much, which basically means you'll have like more dopamine, more motivation for other things in life. In short, this means if you cut out whatever dopamine bad habit you can think you still do right now, you will be at least 5 to 10% more motivated for one of the good habits that you want to get into. Do not overlook. There's so many guys who want to pretend to be cool and say they don't care about motivation, bro. To be 5% more motivated throughout the rest of your life would be so valuable. That would be amazing. I would love that to be like an extra thing that I could just have. And so you want to look and try and find those like bad habits that you're doing that are giving you too much stimulation, too much dopamine, and start cutting them back. Another benefit of being on a dopamine detox is you will undoubtedly make more progress to your goals. So I want you to think about your goals right now, just like almost think about them for a second. Making more progress to those goals would change your life. Chances are you've got goals based on fitness, based on making money online, maybe based on making friends and getting good grades. Making a little bit more progress in those goals would actually change your life forever. And this is why that first benefit of motivation is so important, because when you're more motivated for your goals, you're going to make more progress. You want to set up your life in this almost crazy monk-like way where the only thing that gives you like a good level of dopamine is you pursuing your goals. That's not scientific, because I'm sure that even drinking water gives you dopamine and, you know, random things give you dopamine and whatever. I don't know the real science of it, but that's like how you want to be thinking to yourself. You only want dopamine to come from you pursuing your goals. You want to be thinking about your goals, like for example, to get like a jacked, like aesthetic body. And that's the thing that causes that surge of dopamine, that motivation inside of you, instead of the bad habit, like thinking about getting the next level on a video game, or maybe thinking about when you get home after school, you're going to watch some porn. You want to cut that stuff out and focus entirely on your goals. And when you make more progress to them, bro, this is cheat code of being a man. It's just think about your goals, which would change your life, that would help other people, and just make as much progress as possible. Every man that you look up to, whether it's Andrew Tate or Justin Peterson or Andrew Huberman or Joe Rogan or anyone else that you look up to, they all set these kinds of goals. They all set this intention that they wanted to like get to this other place in life. They wanted to achieve this thing, and they did. And that's why you look up to them. Take their goals away and you would have never looked up to those men, because they wouldn't have been the same men. So the idols that you have are there because they simply made progress to their goals. When you get onto a dopamine detox, you make more progress to your goals too. The third benefit is underappreciated, and I can imagine like a bunch of Jeffries will click off because it doesn't sound as cool. You get more respect for yourself. You have less shame upon yourself. There's weird studies that have been done to show that shame is the worst emotion that you could feel. You feel shame maybe every day when you do these bad habits, don't you? For the guy who's struggling on NOFAP and he relapses again, he feels shameful. For the fat guy who's struggling with eating the food, but then he eats it again, he feels shameful. When you go on this dopamine detox, this intense period of self-improvement, you get rid of that shame emotion. Experiencing shame is deeply unhealthy, very bad. Like, it's actually, like, scientifically, it's very bad for your mental and physical health. And so many people experience it on a daily basis because they do things that they know that they shouldn't. When you get onto the dopamine detox and you're no longer doing those bad dopamine habits anymore, you don't experience that massive negative. You don't have that shame. And so you have the opposite of it. You have respect. You respect yourself. You know, there's a video on my channel that you can go and find. If you search up Hamza 2 week dopamine, it's one of the first videos that I made, and I was like probably a lot closer to like where you are in life, where I was just really getting into self-improvement. And I wasn't a YouTuber back then. I was like literally recording out in like a park, and I was like stuttering and everything. I didn't know how to speak on camera and stuff. I was reading from a script. But you can see like the life inside of me. You can see that I'm starting to respect myself from that video. That's very important. As a man, you've got to respect yourself before other men can respect you. And one of the biggest reasons why you won't respect yourself is because of like the bad habits that you just keep doing, even though you say you're not going to. I'm going to read you a quote from the Quran and from the Bible. This is from the Quran. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a person until they change what is in it themselves. You need to take control, to take responsibility, and change your circumstances. And from the Bible, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You need to break away from these negative patterns that you find yourself in, these bad habits that keep a lot of people stuck in this world. Once you do that, you will feel a lot more aligned to the way that you should be living. Click and watch this video right now. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!